Happy Friday, social media family.
Yes.
My name is Junie Mars.
I love the name. I'm Lita Rose.
Get into it.
And it's the new year,
it's
right?
It's the new year. Happy New Year. Happy 2018.
Yes.
We hope that you had a happy and safe celebration if you were out celebrating for your new year. We stayed in and did a photo shoot.
I think most people probably stayed in or went out to eat.
I mean, we live, you know, in New York. And so New York is like 9 degrees.
Super cold. So
super cold.
We stayed in and had fun.
Yeah. So today, actually, one of Kalita's friends texted her about a random topic.
Shout out to you.
I put out on social media, all my social media, you know, if you have questions, if you have topics you want to talk about, we're very open. We love to talk. You know, send me any questions you have, but no one responds. But today the universe was in our favor, as always. And her friend mentioned something about bisexuality.
Yeah, because we're going to, like, her and I are going to talk about that, like, later on my podcast. But we thought it was a
Lita's Letters to Love.
Yeah.
If you haven't checked out her podcast, check it out.
Please do. On iTunes.
It's amazing.
SoundCloud. But anyway, yes, check it out. But that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. So, I mean, how would you define bisexuality?
Someone who likes men and women. Like, you
she
know.
She freaked out. She didn't know I was going to hit her with that question right quick.
Yeah, but someone who likes men and women. They may like them and they're like, be with them together. Like, someone could be dating someone and probably, like, date both men or women at the same time. Or you're like, okay, right now I'm just dating women, but I'm attracted to men. It could be many things. Or you could be more attracted to women, but you could, like, have a sexual thing with men. So it could just be a different kind of scenario. Like, what's your definition?
I think bisexuality, I mean, of all the girls that I've dated who have identified as bisexual, they've always said to me the same thing. Like, I don't see, like, the man or the woman. I don't see that. I see a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I like people for people. I like, you know, it's not about their genitalia, you know. It's not about their gender. I just like people. I see them for who they are. So it's like
very fluid.
Yeah, you can be attracted to anyone. It can be trans men, trans women, men, women. You know.
And that kind of fit under the queer umbrella, too.
Yeah.
So
have you ever identified or in your life as a bisexual person?
I did.
And what's your story? Tell us about that.
So when I first came out, like, to myself, because before I was heterosexual, I was dating guys. I was like so like in love with boys, boy, like boy crazy. And then, you know, my friends, like maybe one or two of my friends were lesbians, but that didn't really change anything. I was like, okay, it didn't like change my mind. I was like, But like maybe towards the summer, I was just like, okay, I'm a little curious. Let me do the little phone chat line. That's back in the day. It was like the phone chat line. So I did that. It's like, press one if you are straight. Press two.
I was like, I never heard of this.
Press
like,
three if you are bisexual, whatever. So I said, knows I pressed three or whatever that case was, so I did it. And then, like, you know, everyone was online, like guys, girls. I was like, oh, okay. And then someone can request to talk to you on the phone, and you can like accept it or reject it. So it's like, girl, I want to talk to you. So I was like, oh, this is fun. I just thought it was fun. So then I did it, and I was like, oh, they sound cute. Okay, so I went with that. And then, like, I finally met up with this person, and she's very dominant. And I was like, oh my God, I meet with this, like, my first girl.
And what does that mean? Like, she was very dominant.
She was a butch, the dom, you know, she was the masculine presenting one. My little lock is sticking up. But she was,
see how long her locks are getting? Swing those locks! Swing it!
I don't want to get too crazy, but, okay, there we go.
Hit it.
But, so yeah, she was the more dominant one. So I'm like, okay, because at that point, I didn't really know, like, what I was attracted to. So I just know, girl, okay, she looked like a boy, I'm still straight, so this is perfect. Okay, so, like, we met, and she was like, what are you lesbian, like, what's going on? I was like, I think I'm bi, or bi curious. I think I might say bi curious first, because I was more curious than anything. And then, like, we were talking, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm attracted this is cute, this is fun, I like this, you know, I'm feeling something, but I was still scared at the same time. But for her, she didn't like bisexuals, so she was like, you know, you kind of have to choose, you want to be the guy or girl, and I was like, I have to choose? This is hard, because I was so attracted to guys at the time, so I was like, why? But I ended up, like, you know, not choosing because she said so, but it was like, you know, I started figuring out, you know, what am I really attracted to? Like, you know, because when I was dating guys, and yes, I was young, so I was like boy crazy, but am I really getting something out of, like, all my relationships? And I really, like, wasn't. Like, I wasn't really getting anything. And the more I would talk to, like, girls, I'm like, oh. So for a long time, I identified as bisexual. And so I, like, figure out, you know, who I was more attracted to and why, and, like, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
And I think that's like a traditional path, like, for queer people, right? You, like, sort of are, because you're socialized to be heteronormative or heterosexual, because of everything that we see, everything that we watch is sort of reflective of a heterosexual lifestyle.
Right.
You kind of live that way until you feel differently. And when you feel differently, it's kind of like confusing. Mm-hmm. So you may say like bi curious, or you may say bisexual. And this is not at all to downplay people who are bisexual.
Right.
But in terms of our past, that's what it was.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, for me, it was like easier to say like bi curious because I was trying to figure out like, oh, what, you know, what's going on. To be like, oh, I went from straight to like, I'm a lesbian now, I'm ready. I'm like, oh, bi curious and bisexual, and then okay, I'm lesbian now. But what about you? Like, what's your story?
Let's get into this tea, honey. No, I actually never identified as bisexual. Like, No, because
not bi curious.
I mean, maybe bi curious. I think. So when I first came out to myself, well, let's do story time.
Okay, story time.
So when I was like 8 years old, right? I was in the car with my dad. And for some reason, I was like a big tomboy when I was a little kid. I had like a short, just like now, like I had a shortcut. If you see pictures of me, like at that time, I was like always dressing up in my dad's clothes. And, you know, like I was that kind of kid. But when I was like...
Next time we're going to show you some pictures.
When I was like 8 years old or seven or whatever, I was like in an elementary school. I was eating a sandwich. Because my dad and my mom didn't live together, so my dad would take me out on the weekends and he would drop me back to my mom's house. And I was eating a sandwich, and I turned to my dad and I said, Dad, I'm a lesbian.
You didn't tell me this story. Did you tell me this story? You might have told me this story.
And my dad, he looked at me like,
Dad, I'm a lesbian.
And he said, he got so mad. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, if I ever hear you say that again, I'm gonna slap you so hard that my handprint is gonna be on your face for the rest of your life.
Wow. I think you did some of that story.
So that scared me. So I never said that again. Until high school, you know, I had this dream about someone I was very close to. Mm-hmm. And it freaked me out. But I was like, you know when you have a dream and you're just like, did that actually happen? Or
I have a lot of those dreams.
Or is this like a dream? And then you like have flashbacks during the day and you're like, oh my God. And then you're like, oh wait, no, that was a dream. Mm-hmm. That's how I felt the next day. I remember waking up from that dream and being like, oh my God. And it was like all the puzzle pieces in my life came together. And I was like, I think I'm a lesbian. I don't use the word a lesbian as much as gay.
I just said,
I think I'm gay. To myself. Mm-hmm. Because most of us, when we come out to ourselves first.
Right.
But I felt like, because of that, I had to hide it. Mm-hmm. As soon as I knew that for myself, I felt like, I can't let anybody know. You know? I was freaked out, and I was like, it has to be a secret.
So you were just really what guys just be kind of like a cover, like a thing over your beard.
I actually liked guys. Like, I still... You know, we were talking about attraction today, and I was like, I mean, I still have like a 5% attraction to guys, or I don't like using percentage, but I'll still see a guy and be like, oh, he's a good looking guy. But in terms of my connection. I have a much more intense connection with women. And like, if I'm looking at people, I will notice 9 women and maybe 1 man. You know what I mean? So it's like,
so how you didn't at that point, not now, like how at that point you didn't really identify as bisexual if you were technically with guys before you got
yeah,
the
so
girls.
Like at that time I had a boyfriend. I was like 17 years old. Mm-hmm. I had a boyfriend and you know, I was just like a pretty girly girl and like whatever. So at that time, I just noticed it, mm-hmm. but I didn't acknowledge it. Do you know what I mean? Like when you feel something and you're like, but you just keep going, like you don't, like it's nothing.
So in that moment in your mind, you were just straight.
Yeah.
And so you
I was
were
just,
gay.
Right. Like, I mean, like I had this like whisper down deep inside, like you're a lesbian, you're gay, you know? But I, in my presentation, I was like, not like guys, I'm like, boy crazy, mm-hmm. you know, like I like getting with guys. Mm-hmm. But the thing was, like, I never wanted to, like, go all the way with guys, you know? Like, I never wanted to, like, be intimate, like, have sex. I was always like, when it got to that part, I was like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, it never really felt quite right. And so when I got to college, I started noticing, because I went to an all-women's college, I started noticing women even more. And I had, like, big crushes on women, and I was just like, oh, okay. Like, I, you know. So, I mean, so the first time I started identifying as something, I said to my roommate at the time, I think that I would make out with a girl, but that's it. So, I didn't identify with anything. I just said, like, I think I would make out with a girl, but that's it.
Oh, wow.
You know? Mm-hmm. And at that time, I still was dating guys. I still had crushes on guys. Like, I still, you know, was out there.
You never took that claim of bi-curious or bisexual.
I don't think so. Maybe bi-curious. Mm-hmm. And then, like, by my junior year, you know, I started dating girls. And, you know, I just said I was gay.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. So that was my story with it. And how did you feel, like, once you identified as, like, a lesbian, how did you feel about dating women that were bisexual? Or did you date women who identified as bisexual?
Yeah, that I don't really care about because I was, like, once bisexual and I didn't like how she made me feel like, well, you have to choose because, I mean, yeah, I think eventually probably I would have faded out of not being bisexual, but I didn't want to feel rushed, like, oh, I had to choose and, you know, like, whatever. Like, at that point, I was still, like, kind of transitioning, trying to figure things out and I wanted to keep, like, be able to figure things out on my own. And I'm like, well, I have to choose. But then let me test it out. Let me kiss a girl. Let me kiss a guy. And who do I feel a connection with? And let me, you know, see if the conversation goes. But yeah, I dated girls that were bisexual. And that doesn't bother me. Because as long as they were not, like, dating a guy or having sex with a guy while they were with me, I don't care if we were, like, to break up or anything like that, which you do. I don't care about that. I don't care if you go to a guy after me. Like, that's none of my business, so.
Yeah, because I dated a woman who was identified as bisexual in, like, my, you know, like, first year of graduate school. And I remember she was very open with me. She was like, yeah, I'm dating you and I'm dating this other guy. And if I want to have sex with both of you, I'm going to have sex with both of you.
I'm not saying, ugh.
And,
but
and you know what? Like, actually, it's not even for me. It wasn't even about her having sex with a guy and having sex with me. It was more about, like, just openly, like, just, you know, like, I'm trying to just focus on her. And she was interested in, like, you know, just mixing it all together.
Like, whoever she was.
And I couldn't be with that. I couldn't get with that. So I just had to cut that off.
Mm-hmm.
But as I, like, in my lesbian career path.
My journey through
lesbianhood.
Right.
At first, like, I really was against, like because of that experience, I was, like, one after that, like, when girls were like, oh, I'm bisexual, I didn't really like that. Because I felt, like, kind of insecure about it, if I think about it honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I would always have to compete with a man, and I, you know, like, we have different parts. Like, I can't compete with a man. I mean, you know, a strap-on can only go so far.
But it can still go, so, I mean, you can, okay.
But that's a difference.
That's a difference. So, yeah, Yeah, but I didn't really have a problem. I'm like, as long as you don't with me and that person at the same time, no. But, yeah, but not that many, honestly. Like, maybe one or two, but not, like, a lot. Because everyone else I dated was just 100% lesbian.
But, you know, I do think that in like, the queer community, and like, the lesbian community, gay, however you identify, if you are a same-gender-loving person, I think there is a little bit of pressure to identify as something. Just like in a heterosexual relationship, you know, there's a man and a woman. I do think that there's often a pressure to identify in that kind of, you know, same gender loving relationship as masculine or feminine, mm-hmm. you know, or are you gay or are you straight? Or, you know, if you identify as queer, like, are you more masculine of center or feminine of center? Like, there's always, I think, unfortunately, a box that we are socialized to put each other in. Mm-hmm. And really, bisexuality is like a fluidness that...
Okay, what is bisexuality?
No, but I really think it's like a fluidness. It's like the reality of how, I think in truth, most people, if they allow themselves to be sexually liberated and mm-hmm. free, mm-hmm. would feel that they're more of a fluid kind of person in terms of who they're attracted to.
Yeah.
I know maybe some people could be like, no, no, not me. But I mean, you know, I remember when I came out to one of my family members, I'm not going to shout you out because, you know, but the first thing that he said to me was, yeah, you know, like, when I was in high school and we were in the locker room, like, I would notice other men, like, you know, but I didn't think anything of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I would notice their bodies and be like, oh, you know, and so in human nature, mm-hmm. it's okay. It's totally normal to appreciate each other yeah. as people. Mm-hmm. But the older that we get, the more we learn, oh, no, no, you can't be like this if you are like that. Or if you are a guy, you can't be looking like this. Or if you are a girl, you shouldn't be looking at that. And so I just think bisexuality is awesome. Mm-hmm. At this point in my life, I wouldn't identify as that. I don't really like identifying with anything.
Yeah, I don't either. I just think, I'm just me. I honestly think, like, everyone is, like, a little bisexual. Even if you're not really, like, no, like, you know, I want to sleep with guys or whatever the case is, or girls, if you're, like, a guy. I mean, if you're
a girl.
If you're a girl. But I think, like, we all are in, like, when it comes to, like, energy, you know? Because, like, remember the situation? That's all my business. Remember that situation at my job with the guy? And you was like, what is going on? I was like, nothing. It was so weird. Let's talk about
this. There's this guy at her job. And, like, I used to come to her job and visit her. Like,
my old job.
Her old job. Yeah. And, like, visit her a lot when we first started dating. And one day, like, we were in the hallway talking. And this guy, and she and this guy, like, make eye contact. And it's like.
He's like, hey, Kavita.
And she's like, hey. And she, like, looked at
me. It was so awkward.
I looked at her like, what is that about?
Yes. And I was like, nothing.
She was like all like nervous, like, yeah, nothing.
My face was red.
No, I don't know. Like, we just had this weird thing. And like,
because it was so weird because like, I wouldn't identify as like bisexual at all. And I'm more attracted to women. You said like 5%. I think I'm like 2%. But for some reason, like, we had, like, this weird energy. And I was just like, so I was trying to avoid him and, like, go a different way, go, like, the longer walk in the hallway, whatever. Then I ended up seeing him. I'm like, hey. Mm-hmm.
But you felt attracted to him, right?
I don't know if that's what it was about. I don't, it's hard to explain if it was, like, a physical attraction. But it was something. It was some sort of tension. Yeah, some sort of tension. And I just, because I couldn't understand it, I didn't know what to call it. Like, I knew I wasn't going to go out and, like, oh, let's go on a date. And, like, hey, what's her number? Like, I wasn't going to do all of that, mm-hmm. you know? Or, like, maybe we should hang. But it was just, like, when we saw each other, it was, like, something. Like, some type of tension.
Yeah, I feel like that's the difference between, like, me identifying as bisexual and not, mm-hmm. is that I can notice a guy and mm-hmm. appreciate his beauty, But when it comes to, like, let's go out on a date, I'm like, no. Like, yeah. You know, like, I couldn't see myself doing that. Mm-hmm. And that's the honest truth. It's like, I don't know if I could see myself being in that world.
Right. Yeah. So, like I said, I think we all have a little in us. It's just, you know, what you really feel, you know. And if you feel like that towards another person, like, you're like, okay, I identify as a lesbian. Then, out of nowhere, you're like, well, I'm kind of attracted to him. Okay.
Yeah, like, there's nothing wrong with it.
Explore. Don't hide it. Don't, like, suppress it.
Be open. Explore. Try it open. Out.
I just know for me, because I've been bisexual and I dated guys, and I'm just like, it's really not for me. Like, you know, I can enjoy a little chat and a little, okay. I can enjoy that, like, the talking and, like, but that's about it.
Did you go to Google? Like,
okay. And gotta go.
Swing your legs.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. Gotta go home. Yeah. But I wasn't gonna go out my way and be like, hey, no.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I don't like identify with any term. Obviously, my partner is a woman, so.
Right. Exactly.
But, I mean, I've been attracted to men before, I've been attracted to women before, but in terms of my scale, you know, they have like a spectrum. Where your attractions lie.
Mm-hmm.
If men are here and women are here, I'd be over here.
Right. You know, I'd be like this. That's how I would be.
She'd be up like on that. It, like, yeah. Okay.
Okay. But all right.
Well, you got a lot this episode. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You got to learn a little bit more about our lives. As always, we love your comments.
Yes.
We appreciate you for watching.
And subscribe.
Subscribe.
Julie Mars and Lita
Subscribe.
Rose.
Subscribe. Check out our social media.
Yes.
You know,
and
check out our websites
videos.
And all of our other videos and all the awesome things that we do.
Yes.
And we'd love to hear more about the awesome things that you do. And all the best to you in the new year.
Yes.
Remember, it's not about labels.
No.
It's about how you feel comfortable.
Yes.
It's about how you identify. Like,
just have fun.
Whether
and be honest about how you're feeling.
You know, like, when I say how you identify, it's just what it makes you feel most like you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters. Okay. We love you.
We love you guys.
All the best to you this new year.
Yes.
Happy 2018.
Peace. Bye.
Peace.